Would you consider your life the best version that you possibly could be living at this point in time? If you were to pause this video at this point and just think about it, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being that you are living the best version of your life, that God, you feel like, you know, this is where I'm supposed to be, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I am with the people I'm supposed to be connected to, etc. And 1 being so far from it, where would you rate yourself? I'd like to see in the comment section below. That would be fantastic to just note. And maybe you can even give a reason why. Are you working towards it, or do you just feel like this is, you know, just where you are? And have you accepted or settled for where you are right now? My name is Angie Obwaka, and today I want us to consider the fact that, you know, settling is such a tempting thing for any one of us as human beings. We have so many things going on all the time. We have so many opportunities, but we also have so many setbacks and discouragements. And sometimes it might seem like the easier option is to settle. But can I tell you, can I encourage you, can I challenge you, and let this be your, you know, I need a sign from the Lord. This is your sign from the Lord for you to think again about where you have settled and press in, if possible, for what God has in store for you, because what He has for you is so much better, so much richer, so much more beautiful and incredible than you could think or imagine. I have been reading through the Bible with a group of people, and a while ago we read the story in Numbers chapter 32. The children of Israel have left Egypt and now they are going towards the promised land. They've already been judged for not believing God, and now they are going into the promised land. And just before they crossed the Jordan, which was the final river before they went in now to face Jericho and Ai and all the other people in the land of Canaan, they reach the other side. They're on one side of the Jordan, and before they go in, they're a group of people. So they had 12 tribes at that particular point in time. And then the Bible says in Numbers chapter 32 that the tribes of Reuben and Gad owned vast numbers of livestock. So when they saw that the lands of Jazer and Gilead were ideally suited for their flocks and herds, they came to Moses, Eleazar the priest, and the other leaders of the community, and they said, notice the towns of Ataroth, Dibon, Jazer, Nimra, Heshbon, Eliah, Sibna, Nebo, and Beon. The Lord has conquered this whole area for the community of Israel, and it is ideally suited for our livestock. If we have found favor with you, please let us have this land as our property instead of giving us land across the Jordan River. Pretty much what these guys came and said, there are 2 tribes and the half tribe of half of another tribe. They came and said to Moses and the other leaders and said, listen, I know that God has promised us Canaan. I know that God has promised us the land of milk and honey, and He has such incredible promises and things for us there. But now that we have reached here, okay, we can see the other side, yes, and we still have to cross. Now that we have reached here and we see the livestock that we have, we see all the things that we have amassed. We also look around and we see that our livestock can flourish here. We can settle here. We can be able to prosper here instead of giving us land across the Jordan River. So God had a standard. God had an inheritance. God had a gift. God had something rich for these people along with the rest of the children of Israel. But they look at what they have. They look at where they are. They look at maybe they have been discouraged over time, and they just decide, you know what? We're okay here. Actually, yes, yes, Lord, I know you have a 10 for me, but imagine I'm okay with 5. Imagine I'm okay with 5, because if I round up 5, if we look at number 5, if we round it up, it will go back to 10 anyway. So technically, the fact that they are around the Jordan, the fact that they can see the promised land, we are sort of in the area code. So it's okay. We don't have to now push forward and whatever. And so Moses tells them, hey, when you guys want to discourage everyone else, because if you guys settle here, other people won't want to go across. Then they're like, no, don't worry. We will go across with the rest of our brothers. We will help them fight and settle them in the land where they are going, where God promised. And then us will come back. So we leave our children, we leave our wives, we leave our livestock on this side. But us will go there and help other people. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy that God would have a promise and willingly they will just be like, listen, you know what? We don't think this is for us. But how many of us are like that? How many of us, it's so easy to judge stories and people in the Bible, but how many of us live that way? How many of us settle for less than what God has for us? That no, God, I know that you have this person set aside for me in marriage. I know that you have the one you have kept for me. But it's okay. I will actually support other people as they walk down the aisle. I will be a bridesmaid. I will be a groomsman. I will walk with them. I will encourage them. I will counsel them. But for me, But for me, it's okay. No, I'll be around. I'll be in church. I'll be naniri. I'll be coming for those things. But for me, let me just settle with this guy here, the one who's taking me nowhere, and we're taking each other nowhere. Let us just hang out together. Let us have our come we stay. Let us have our situationship. Let us just have that. Because what is it? Is it because I don't believe that God's promise is actually that great? Because I am tired? Because what do you think what happened with these guys? Is it because they got tired? Were they discouraged? The Bible says they saw the livestock and they saw the land. You remember the story of Abraham and Lot? Lot looked around and he saw that this land was good for him. And so that's what he settled with. Could that be you today? Have you gotten tired of waiting on the promises of God? Have you gotten tired on this journey of pushing on for what God has for you? Have you gotten tired of trusting? Moses challenges him and says, you know, if you stop here, you will discourage so many other people. Let me encourage you, child of God, that your journey, your walk, your wait is not in vain. If you stop, if you give up where you are, if you compromise where you are, you will stumble so many people. You will discourage other people. It's not just about us. It's for the people who are coming behind us. But it's not just that, because if you look later on in the scripture as the stories unfold in the Bible, they end up being the first ones to fall away from following God because they were not in the place where people were worshiping God. Them, they were worshiping God at a distance. Yes, they were still children of Israel. They were still the Israelites, but they were at a distance. And so when people were falling away from worshiping God and going into doing their own things, they were the first ones because they were so far from the place of the promise. The Bible says in Proverbs, do not be wise in your own eyes. There's a way that seems profitable, that seems good to a man, but its end is destruction. Please get up from where you are, wherever you have settled, wherever you have compromised, wherever you have shrunk back, wherever you have given up, and stand up and keep going. The promise is just on the other side. It's on the other side of you continuing to walk, you continuing to be faithful, you continuing to press in for what God has for you. Do not settle, because there is more. There is so much more. There's fulfillment, there's contentment, there's security for your soul, there's peace of mind, there is good night's sleep because you're not compromised and you're not settled. There is that settledness because you are not feeling like, oh, but there's more, it's made for more. You're watching other people thriving. And instead of being a hater, you can also be a participant. You can be a partaker of what God has. And so don't be like these 2.5 tribes of Israel who settled so close and who are encouraging others and who are supporting others as they did, as if God did not have the same inheritance for them. Do not settle. There is more for you. God bless you. We'll see you in the next video. Mm-hmm.